This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants has taken effect in a bid to end nearly 3 days of violence that has killed dozens of Palestinians. Egyptian officials had worked to bring the sides to an agreement after the flare-up of fighting that saw Israeli aircraft pound targets in Gaza and militants fire hundreds of rockets that reached deep into Israel. Rocket fire and airstrikes continued until the scheduled start of the truce before midnight local time. More than 40 Palestinians were killed in the violence, including 15 children and 4 women. Israel began the offensive Friday and has kept up airstrikes since then, while militants lob barrages of rockets into Israel. Colombia's first leftist president was sworn into office in a colorful ceremony that marks a turning point in the South American nation's history. Senator Gustavo Petro, a former member of the M19 guerrilla group, won the presidential election in June by beating conservative parties that offered moderate changes to the nation's market-friendly economy, but were unable to connect with voters frustrated with growing rates of poverty and increasing violence against activists. Cuba appeared to make progress on Sunday, bringing under control a fire at its main oil storage facility that has killed one firefighter, drawing on help from Mexico and Venezuela to fight the raging flames. A lightning strike on Friday ignited one of 8 storage tanks at the Matanzas Supertank port 60 miles east of Havana. A second tank got fire Saturday, catching firefighters and others on the scene by surprise. 16 are missing. This is VOA News.